Lissa and Justin with you. Okay, my friend. Now you are putting yourself out there. We do have to get you in the dating pool of Northeast PA, and you have offered graciously to be vulnerable and let us help design your dating profile.
Yeah, it's been 18 years since I've been on an actual date.
So there were not even apps when you started.
No, I've never an app. It's just so weird to me because I don't have a problem like walking up to somebody and talking to them. It's not a thing to me where I'm, he's so shy. No, I could just talk to anybody because everybody is a human.
But the game is different now. It's not really approaching people. It is on the apps. And the only apps that Justin knew back in that day were appetizers. Mm. So what is the question first that you want to know? Let's start from ground level.
Obviously, the first thing we need to do is decide which app.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be on a thousand apps. That's not happening. I'm not doing that.
And
that's
it's just too time consuming.
Too much work.
Yeah.
Especially for a dude. I hear like on Tinder, a guy's got to swipe 200 times before he even gets a response.
Ew.
Where it's like, that's just bonkers. I'm not going to swipe 200 times. That's not happening.
So don't do that.
We need to decide this. There's Tinder, which I heard is predominantly used for hookups and more casual dating. I don't know if these are true. This is just the things that I heard. Then there was somebody was like, Hinge is the one that you need to get on because it's geared towards people looking for more serious or long-term relationships.
I would say I have heard that from my friends, that it is geared toward people that are actually serious and don't just want the one-night stand.
So that's what I heard about Hinge. So that sounds cool. Bumble. That's the app where women make the first move?
Yes, which could cut down the time wasting. So I do think that one's a good idea for you.
Okay, so that's the benefit of that. Now, OK Cupid, I didn't know that was still a thing. It's known for comprehensive questions that they ask you, and they cater to inclusive dating, and it's a great free option.
Here's why I don't like that. Mm-hmm. People can just lie, and it is free, so no one's invested monetarily. They could just lie. And be like, yeah, I like backpacking, and they have never owned a backpack.
So you think OkCupid is more likely to lie?
I do think that it's not as productive. I've never heard of anybody lasting from OkCupid, me personally.
I've heard this a couple times, this one, but it just never seems like real. Coffee Meets Bagel. It's an app that provides a limited number of daily matches. It focuses on curated, potentially serious connections.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. That's like a word salad. What does that mean?
Coffee Meets Bagel?
Well, I know, but what does their description mean?
You can't swipe 100 times in a day, so they'd be more picky about the ones that you swipe on.
It's
and when you do
choosy.
Swipe them, yeah. So okay. The ones that you do swipe on tends to mean more, I guess. Match.com, considered a go-to for people ready for serious relationships and more mature dating pool, aka older. I'm guessing.
Well, older. What does older mean? It could mean 30. It could mean 35. I mean, what does older mean in their eyes?
Well, it says a more mature dating pool. So I'm sure Match.com was also one of the first ones. So 40s, 50s.
Oh,
still
you're getting
probably
some 40s and 50s on there. Yeah.
And the final one, eHarmony. Highly recommended for those seeking marriage and long-term commitment. Use detailed compatibility questionnaires.
That's intimidating, though, because when you go into a dating app and you know someone has it in their mind that they are dead set on marriage, that is a bit intimidating to me and a bit of a turnoff knowing that you already are thinking that.
And the last one I didn't even know about, Facebook dating. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, don't get me started. I did that on a dare with my last co-host for 2 days, and it was like vultures on roadkill, me being the roadkill. It was too much. It's too much. I don't think
you're
it's
you're a
good.
Girl, so it's different. There's not going
to
be too much for a guy.
Thing. All right.
We get zero love on dating apps.
We might have to stage an experiment because I do think you would get vultures on roadkill.
I do not think, I don't think any guys would be vultures on roadkill. It's just not what happens to guys on apps. I've never read any kind of article where guys are like, yeah, I'm flooded with potential dates
because
on this app.
Because they don't mind it. You dudes like it. Us ladies are like, I have stuff to do. Get off my back. We might have to do an experiment. We might have to. Have you considered farmersonly.com?
No, I have not considered farmersonly.com.
Just throwing that out there as a farm girl. You never know.
The app makes a big difference.
It does. Are you leaning toward one as opposed to others?
Right now, it seems like Hinge or Bumble or Hinge seem like the ones that people seem to be recommending the most. But Match.com is actually getting a lot more than I expected.
And Match.com, I do think, has the best track record of having lasting matches, hence the name. So I think Match or Bumble might be best for you because Bumble is not wasting your time. You know that the woman's kind of interested in you.
Yeah. So the text line says you get better results on dating apps that you pay for, like eHarmony and Match. The free dating apps
yes.
like Facebook, OkCupid will have a lot more fake profiles.
And a lot of people that aren't really interested in you, they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall. You know what I'm saying? There's like, whatever, I'll take that. You want someone who actually likes you.
Yeah. I'm also not looking to get married. See, this is the tough part. Like, it's like when you say, what are you looking for? It's like, do you want a serious relationship? Do you want a casual? Like, I haven't dated anybody in 18 years. Like, I'm not going to jump into a serious relationship right now. But, do you put casual when
okay,
you want?
Okay, like, that's good question, though. Truth time, I'm going to make you say it on the radio. Are you just looking for a potential hookup or a hang? You can say hookup or a hang. As long as you say it, you're fine.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've never been that kind of guy. Like, I've never had a one-night stand.
But you're not looking for serious, though.
Yeah, I've never had a one-night stand, but I don't want to be like, oh, this is my girl now. Like, I don't know. See, that's so different.
Don't be overwhelmed.
I don't know. We have to pick the app first.
You have to pick the app, but it is important to keep that in mind because I think even what you're looking for does dictate the app.
Yeah, I'm not getting married again. I'm not having kids again. So if that's what you're looking for, that's not what I'm going to do.
I think a lot of ladies would think that's a bonus because they love kids and maybe they either don't have them or cannot have them, but they love kids. I'm a good example of that. I think a lot of ladies think that that's a bonus if you do have kids. I certainly view it that way.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. I think it's both sides of the coin. You can kind of hear, look, we already got your wife didn't want them, and baby mama don't want them, why should I want them?
Stop.
Type of things. Like
Nobody
those type
thinks
of things.
That. Nobody thinks that. I think a lot of you parents that end up having like a split household situation, you think that none of the rest of us think that. You're not damaged goods. We all just think that you're great and we just look at your situation. Come on now. I think that Hinge and Bumble are the top two, like you said, that you should look at.
Yeah, because my last relationship was 18 years. The one before that was 10 years.
There you go.
Like, I'm not, I don't date around. Like, it's not my type of thing.
And that's a plus as well. Maybe we'll put that in the bio. Oh, we'll put that in the bio. We'll get to that tomorrow.
So what are you leaning towards?
I think Hinge or Bumble.
Hinge or Bumble.
Yeah, those. We should ask Tyler.
Those are,
just tell them you're friends with Tyler. Put that in the bio.